State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I'll be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, what is then?
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
It's going down on Big Facts today. DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade, we here. We got a magician in the building by the name of T-Magic representing. You know what I'm saying? T-Magic, the black magician. What's up? What's up, my
what's
bro?
What's up, Green? What's up? What's up? What's
welcome,
up, bro?
Welcome to Big Facts. Now we used to, and I love it, we used to, black people wanted to be rappers, athletes, maybe even lawyers, maybe even doctors, all type of shit. But not too many brothers want to be magicians. How did this whole journey come about?
Well, me being a magician actually came about like 12, 13 years ago in Chicago. So I picked this up just like kind of, I actually just like never seen no real like superheroes in the hood, no real role model. So I was like, shit, I could create my own. And I came up with T-Magic, you know what I'm saying? So that's how that really came about.
So what kind of grind that is on a daily basis? Like, you know, if you're an athlete, you got to work out X amount of hours a day. If you're a rapper, you got to be in the studio X amount of hours a day. Like how oh, you going to do magic today here? You gonna do some shit for us?
My name T Magic.
Okay, I ain't know. I thought we were just talking shit. I ain't know he's gonna actually get active.
Nah.
But how much a day you feel like you gotta practice?
Actually, I don't even practice. Honestly, I don't. I swear, I'm not lying. I'm not capping for the. You know what I'm saying?
So you just growed up magical.
Right.
like
abracadabra.
Yeah,
like,
you did voila.
I tell you what, that's what I do. This paper right here. Jay, take it, please. I want you to examine that paper. Check it out. Tell me, like, what you think, what type of paper that is.
Shit, it's paper.
It's paper. Bang, let me see this. What you? What is this? First of all, is that?
Yeah, that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit. Lighter word. Hey, what a restroom. We need to burn some. Right.
Got some more paper on the hill. We need some more paper.
Let the rest of that paper.
We got some more of this shit around here.
We got to supply it, nigga.
You want to do this shit all night?
Nah, but for sure.
Nah, you dope, though. I've been watching you. I've been following you for a minute. You pretty dope, bro. Like, real shit. All the way dope. Not pretty dope, but all the way dope.
Man, I fuck
like,
with
to
that.
Look like us and to do some shit different like that, bro.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
My head out to you, my nigga.
I appreciate that, man. You know, like I say, I ain't just wake up trying to do magic, you know what I'm saying? Like, where I grew up at, I ain't grew up around, like, a lot of people that was having a lot of things going on. So, I was like, man, we lacking that, you know what I'm saying? And then, I'm always a people's person. I've been like that since I was a shorty. And, you know, it just came off easy to me, you know what I'm saying? So, but the real true story is, like, when I started doing magic, I really, honestly, and I'm going to say this, like, for everybody to understand this, like, this is real. When I first started doing magic, it was really to captivate my little brother's attention. To show him, like, bro, you can really take anything you want and make it what you want it and be as cool as you want to be with it. So I tried as hard as I could to save him. I couldn't. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, he ended up getting wrapped up in the streets, and the streets caught him. So I lost my little brother to the streets. So, you know, that's how that ended up happening. So after that, I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So it was just that, but I took that tragic situation, I turned it magic, you know what I'm saying? So here I am today hanging out with y'all. I've been watching y'all on TV forever, you know what I'm saying? So like, it's like, it's a pleasure and honor to be here hanging out with you guys. Now that's big facts.
What's the obstacle like, come from the hood being I'm a magic man. Like, what's the obstacle or what's the perks?
So the perks is people will never forget you off the bat. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's the dude who do the magic show. Oh, that's the clown, man. That's the trick boy. Whatever. They never forget you. So it was like, that was the perks. But the other side was, you know, I had my homies there. I still love y'all to this day. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. It's all love with us. They used to clown me. Like, man, get the fuck on with that lame ass shit, bro. We out here hustling. I'm like, damn, bro, you trying to check me out? Like, check out what I've got going. Like, this some different shit. But now today, they be hitting my phone like, bro, my daughter be watching you on YouTube, bro. I need you to come to the birthday party.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got to tax their ass now, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I got to have it, but that's the only other side. But other than that, magic, you can put magic anywhere in a room, man. It's going to work.
You ever been out of Vegas?
One time. I went to Vegas just to check the scenery out. Because I know magic is Vegas. Vegas is magic. You know what I'm saying? So I went and checked out a couple shows. I actually booked the David Copperfield show, and I was disappointed because it was the show was like so like.
So you better than David Copperfield?
No, I ain't saying that, but what I'm saying is like David Copperfield do like crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he do shit that people don't even believe that he can do. So I could do the same type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So like, just imagine like taking these bubbles and actually blowing the bubbles. But actually take the bubble and catch the bubble. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, stop playing.
Yeah, not for real.
Hold on, let me see that shit.
Man, that shit. Bro, you bullshit. That shit that came out your jacket, nigga.
No, sir.
That shit that came out your jacket. Do that shit again. Do it again. He got no more. Do it again.
I'm T-Magic.
T-Magic.
The real one, not the fake one. Yeah, not for real, but dog. You know, so like.
You hard, T-Man.
And a lot of my tricks
like
that I do.
Though, bro.
Oh, man, you know.
Then that magic money.
Hey. Shout out to the gang.
Nah, you dope, though, in person. Like, how the fuck you just do that?
I tell you what. I do a lot of different shit, but I tell you what. I'll give you that secret, right? If you could take one. Miss J, please. And also screen. I need you to do the same thing. Now listen, it ain't even no trick. This is just like something for y'all to do. Please just take one out.
I gotta put this in my mouth.
Yes.
Oh, we ain't blowing on that, man.
It's okay. Watch this. Just like that. Blow it up.
I absolutely blowing.
Now tell you what, baby dad, if you could blow that balloon up, what I would do for you is I would travel to wherever you at, what city you in, and I would do a show for you for absolutely zero cost. Okay, if you could just blow that balloon up.
Oh, she can blow the balloon up.
My mouth is too wet.
Oh, that's what it is.
Blow the
shit. She does. Blow the shit.
Nah, my mouth is too wet or something. I don't know.
It is too.
What are you doing to it?
It's the tongue. It ain't the wet mouth. It's the tongue.
So, yeah, so would I need to stick my tongue in it?
Somebody want to blow? Well, that happens sometimes, but yeah.
The pink ones ain't blowing.
So that yeah, if you one of you guys can blow that balloon up, even somebody, if Miss Shy, if you can blow the balloon up, I got something for you.
Well, she gonna do it.
Man, we're gonna wait the whole camera. She ain't gonna blow that balloon.
So basically what I'm saying is y'all can't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I could do that and it takes a long time to practice these skills, just like how you guys practice y'all skills by
you say you don't practice
doing what y'all doing, but over the time.
Over time, okay.
Yeah, over the time.
You saying you got it down pat now?
Oh, yeah, I got it down pat. I actually paid a clown to teach me how to blow the balloons up. Yeah.
So where's the trick at in your jaws?
We'll talk about that later, Miss J, but
you gotta use your tongue, man.
You be fucking niggas up taking their money on that ball shit.
No. I don't even do that.
Mad as hell one time.
Like I know people that actually.
Oh, you let a nigga trick you scream.
Yeah, some bread.
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't even do that trick though. I don't even fucking.
You know how to do it though?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a trick. All right. But only reason why I don't do it is because I would prefer people to hire me. You know what I'm saying? Book me versus be like, man, he gonna scam me out my money. Like, you know how easy it is to get somebody money one time?
Yeah.
But it's hard as hell to get it again and again and again. So
yeah.
When I see people, I want to leave them with something like, man, I pay this guy whatever he wants to come and entertain my kids because my kids going to love this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Boosie too, man. Every year for the last 6 years, Boosie had me come to his crib performing for his kids. And shit, his mama told him, if T-Magic not there, I'm not coming. Mm. You know what I'm saying? One year I missed and she didn't even come. Mm. Shout out Miss Annie, I love you, mom. You know what I'm saying?
So every time you come, you do something different.
Yeah, for sure. Because he keep a different crowd every time. Just past Christmas, he had Wife and Lucci, whole family there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was super dope. And it was amazing, bro. Like, the time before that, Tip was there, his whole family. You know what I'm saying? And the list go on and on. He always have different people there, so.
Yeah.
I keep different routines.
What you think your go-to trick is?
My go-to trick is, it'll be something simple as far as like a card trick or somewhere I take something, make it appear in my hand and pull it out your hair or something like that. Some shit like that. That's my go-to trick. But
where's that?
What's the throw-off like? What you do? You just moving around, throwing niggas off?
Oh, yeah. When I go in my pocket like this, that's the throw-off. Because what I do is this. There you go, right there. Yeah. So what I do is this. I'll take this here and place it here like this. When I snap, it stays here. But if I take it here and hold it here like this, I want you to watch me closely. It vanishes. And I can actually pull it from here. But you can take that and examine it too. Check it out. No, what I'm saying is take it out. Check it out. Examine it.
So you go in your pocket, you capping, basically.
Yeah, I'm capping. You know, it's a misdirection. Yeah, it's actually throwing you off. Miss J, tell you what.
Yes.
Let me see this. Do you mind if I ask you, can you hold your hand out, please? And I want you to take my ball and just squeeze it really tight. Take this ball and just squeeze it really, 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 really tight. Just take it and squeeze it really, really tight. Not my finger, just the ball. All right? Hold your hand like this. Now, honestly, I got another one here. Now, every man has two balls. All right? I'm going to take this one here, place here. When I snap like this, it stays here. Mm-hmm. But if I take it here, hold it here, and I do like this here, I can actually drop it there. Did you see that? Remember I told you my go-to trick is to pull it from your hair. That's what I do right there. I pull it from your hair and I hold it here. 1, 2, 3. Did you feel that? Mm-hmm. Turn your hand over, open it, and it's there. Yeah, but see, it's cool because, you know, we got Baby Jade and we got Facts, but what about Scream? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah. T-Magic. My first experience with you was at the shit show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. We got it. It's big facts, bro. You know, we got to have a real conversation.
For sure.
So, as amazing as an athlete might be, and they might go put up points and, you know, all the wins in life and shit like that, right? There's always times, and he had them nights.
Yeah.
I had them as a DJ. Everybody has them, right? What happened tonight? Because you had an amazing show. I think that everybody clearly said you was finna win that shit. Me and my wife was on the edge of our seat and all that. Yeah. And all of a sudden, we saw some Popeye's chicken, a chicken flying off, some crazy shit. Some like
crazy shit, right?
That part of the show? What happened that night?
All right, so, you know, I got to keep it real because we on Big Facts. I'm going to just always keep it real. Mm-hmm. So what happened was, like you said, as entertainers and athletes, we all have our nights. And I clearly had that night. And I ain't had that night in so long. And shit, basically what happened was I fucked up. Simple, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool. But what happened is, so I got a trick, right? And I'm going to take you back to Chicago. This trick is a dedication. See, when I first did it, it was like it hit the internet. It was like the ghetto magician Houdini turned the bird to Popeye's chicken. But the truth really of the matter is my little brother got murdered inside of Popeye's. Mm. So when he died, I'm like, damn. And then I was so thrown off that I didn't even do magic for like a whole 6-7 months after that because I was thrown off my mind. My mind was like everywhere. And then being a magician, you got to be a creative person to do certain things. And my creative part was shut down at that point. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't even function. Once again, that was my baby brother. Like, this is the boy I raised, showed him how to tie his shoes, ride a bike. I taught him things that, you know what I'm saying, his dad didn't teach him. So when I turned that bird to Popeye's chicken, it was a dedication. And so when I fucked that trick up at the end at a shit show, I just completely just shut down because I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and like Bank and everybody else said, like, bro, you a magician. You supposed to just do some old shit and fix that. But at that point, that was my end of my show. So I was throwing off when I did that. You know?
And gave it away too, because you have name. They ain't know.
They ain't know. But you.
What?
You, nigga.
I got a job to do.
Yeah, you do. But you like, T-Magic. Hold up. Hey, Boosie, you see that shit? Bruh, I think he was finna. I'm like, look at this nigga here. Genuine coming backstage like, it's all good, man. You still the same OG. I'm like, damn, bruh. But nah, you know.
You ain't gonna retire the trick though, right?
Fuck no. Yeah, actually, Popeye need to see me, man. We need to talk some business because I really got some super dope, amazing things I can do with Popeye's chicken. And it just came all off the head since that happened to bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Shout out everybody. RP my bro Marshall, man. I miss you, bro. You know what I'm saying? For real.
That's what's up.
What's your hardest trick you did? The one that just fuck everybody up.
Ooh. The hardest trick is when I take a sketch pad and I sketch on a bowling ball. And I take the sketch pad and I close it. And I take the sketch pad and I squeeze it and a real bowling ball pop out the sketch pad. And I take the ball and roll it down the lane. And I open the pad back up and it say bowling ball, but the ball is actually gone off the paper. That's like one of my hardest tricks. Stay tuned. The shit show, that's 26.
Yeah, where you on did that at? It ain't online?
Yeah, it's online. Actually, I did that at Boosie Crib for Christmas. And then the following year, I took a little MJ and I made MJ float. Yeah, shout out to MJ too, man. Make sure y'all check that movie out. Where's MJ? I'm in that movie and I'm doing some amazing cool magic. I made Boosie disappear out that motherfucker and put him somewhere else.
You made Boosie, like the whole nigga Boosie disappear?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That nigga,
he'll
fire.
No, for sure.
Oh, God.
You fire for real, though, Boosie. I watch your shit. I went on YouTube and I went on, like you say, Boosie's daughter page and shit.
Yeah.
She filmed it one time alive. Like, nah, you be doing some crazy shit. Like,
sure.
I said, you had us fucked up. Like, right now, shit you doing now, I'm like, do something else.
So, an illusion is something you thought you saw, but you really didn't see it. So, if I was to take, like, these cups, y'all got these big fat cups. Is this an illusion?
No.
It's not.
Real.
This water, Vior, is this an illusion?
Mm-mm.
It's not. Watch this.
You brought that.
I bought this. But it's...
You bought that.
It's the same as that. This is your water, right?
Yeah.
I ain't buy this. I ain't bring this.
Yeah, ain't
right. If I take this water, I can do the same shit. I can take it and drink it. Your cup is full. Your cup probably full. My cup is empty. I'll take this water here, pour it here. I'll take this cup and set it here. Now listen, an illusion is something you thought you saw, but you really didn't see it. Say something.
Something.
You thought. You saw.
But.
You really didn't.
You couldn't.
Seen it. Now I want you to watch me closely. Like I said, it's an illusion.
Bro, you just put with that damn water.
Right there.
Now listen. This newspaper.
Hold up, man.
Is this considered an illusion screen?
No, that's real. That's paper.
It's a real paper. Banks, yeah. Check it out. Examine it.
Man, I don't want to touch this shit, bro. You hard, bro. You nigga hard, bro.
I tell you what. What I'll do is this. I'll take the same water.
Where the other water at, though?
I'll pour it here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Y'all say something, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, once again, like when you ask me, can I just do some off the fly? I'm T Magic. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I do this for real. And the reason why I don't practice is because I don't feel like I need to practice. My practice is when I do my shows. You know what I'm saying? So, my practice time is on my downtime when I'm just thinking and creating different things. Like, I'll see some shit and I'll be like, damn. You know, I ain't gonna lie to you. It's like, I ain't gonna say that. But yeah, it's like when I see something, I already know I can do it. It's like when I meet a woman, I already know exactly what I'm gonna do with her, how I'm gonna work with her, how I'm gonna handle her. I already know it. When I meet a nigga, I already know how I'm gonna work with him, how I'm gonna handle him. Like, all right, cool. This is how we rock. All right, cool. Like, that's my thinking time, my creative time. Mm-hmm. Can you please put my balls down, please?
Can you do that one with the magician?
That makes some of them
hunters.
Saw the person.
Said them
hunters. We need to go sit in a spot and make them motherfuckers all night. Get that paper base for them hunters.
Nah, for sure.
What they be sawing people in half? You can do that one too?
You know what? Actually, bro, I got a trick where I do a zigzag woman. I put the lady and my assistant in the box, and I push her inside, her middle part that way, her head this way, and her legs that way. And it's called a zigzag woman, you know what I'm saying? And then I bring her back, and then she walk out the box. But one of my coolest tricks is when I take the child, I hypnotize the child. I did this at Boo House for 1 year. I made MJ levitate. It was crazy. Like, I think that's the year you probably seen. When Ariana was recording, because 1 year she ain't come.
You gotta set that up. You can't just make that one. Let's levitate right now.
We got to pay for that one. That one gonna be a that. Yeah, that ain't no. That ain't no interview.
You have to
show.
Set it up. You have to set it up. You have to set that up.
That's a paid show. That's a paid show.
I thought you said you was gonna do something with the DeLeon.
What DeLeon?
The liquor. No.
Nah.
Okay, my bad.
I'm gonna leave that where that's at. That's DeLeon. DeLeon.
Oh, you had to actually. You actually drank it. The DeLeon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Leave it there.
Man, thanks. Five, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Don't make some more than 100 for real. How you do that shit?
I can't tell you that part.
Just show me one trick. Look at him. You know, man, you show me one trick that I can just keep doing on my wife. Like, just like in the like, just go in the room, show me, like, bro, they what it is, how to do one. Put it out.
I bet. You know what? That's crazy you said that because I brought everybody something to do. And it's this right here. And I actually taught Boosie the same trick with his kids. Now, this is something you can do on anybody. You can fuck with everybody with it. So, basically, this is a fun magic coloring book. A fun magic coloring book. Now, if you look at the book here, it's no pictures in this book. All right? Just simple. So
what you finna do with the book, man?
Well, in your imagination. It's in your imagination. So, like, in your imagination, what kind of pictures do you think belong inside of a coloring book? A kid's coloring book. Like, what kind of pictures?
Animals.
And
shit like that.
Shit, clowns.
Carnival.
Shit, I don't know. Carnival. Shit. All of that kid shit. All right, so after you say all of that, when you think of that and you say it and you bring it to life, you actually can make it happen. Hmm. Believe me? Hmm. No, what I'm saying is like all that shit y'all just said when I open this book up, it's not in here. But if I snap like this and wave my hand like this, now when I open it up, all of those pictures are right here in this booklet. Now, Then we got the pictures in the book. Now we missing something. What we missing?
That color.
That color. That color is what bring everything to life. You know what I'm saying? So when I look at this book and I snap my finger like this and I wave like this and I open it, I can actually make all of those colors pop in this book just like this. And this is a trick I bought for each and every one of you guys. And y'all can teach this to y'all kids. Now this one on me.
Yeah, I ain't gonna teach that. She don't just gonna keep doing
it. Yeah, but I got one for y'all though. For sure.
Jay, you wanna learn? Jay wanna levitate.
I can levitate her.
How much she gonna get?
We're gonna talk about that though.
I so damn, in that game, is it, well, first off, hold up, what's up with this drink?
Oh yeah, so yeah, this is my my energy drink. It's my own energy drink, and it's okay. By Disbelief Tequila, and it's a black owned tequila that's in Memphis, right? And it's one of the smoothest tequilas next to a bunch of Moam that you drink. You know what I'm saying? And it's super super dope. And they gave me a spinoff with my own energy drink. Actually, I'm working on a juice right now because most kids can't drink energy drinks and shit like that. So I'm working on me a juice, a real cool tea magic punch. You know what I'm saying? Like my own personal flavors that I like to drink. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to bring it to life. But yeah, this is my own energy drink. And I got some for all y'all too to take home with y'all as well. They say they need answers. About what?
Will I get big fat? Big fat, big fat. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's your end goal, bro?
Man, my end goal, bro, is to actually open up play centers in every city. And I'm going to name it Marshall's World. And I already had done it before when I moved to Memphis. I opened up a play center on a bro name. And it's a big ass facility filled with bouncy houses, different theme rooms, and game trucks, video game room, arcade room. This time go around, I'm going to put like a big ass laser tag in it for the teenagers. I had a big ass rock climbing wall. That's the end goal. Like to have my brand, Marshall's World, just like a Chuck E. Cheese. You know what I'm saying? So if we can take our kids to hang out in the Chuck E. Cheese area, y'all can bring them to the Marshall's World and hang out with T Magic and have the same type of fun, if not even more fun.
Real shit.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You got a soundtrack? What kind of music you be fucking with?
Man, so I got a lot of music I fuck with, but one of my most favorite artists right now that I'm listening to for show, straight out of Memphis, Tennessee, Kevo Money. Like, that's my favorite artist. Like, he's soulful. You know what I'm saying? I listen to Mel. I listen to Prince DJ is another R&B artist that I like. Lil Baby, for sure. Bags, you know, Bread Gang and Family. So, I definitely bumping Bags. But Kevo Money is my favorite artist right now. Like, I'm telling y'all, if y'all ain't never heard the dude, check him out. His name Kevo Money. When you hear him, you're going to be like, damn, T-Magic. Right, like he something different. Like,
who the GOAT? Who you think the GOAT of like Magic shit is?
Right now?
Just period, like of all time.
Shit, me.
So like no Siegfried and Roy, like none of that?
Well, honestly, David Copperfield was my person I looked up to but then like I said, when I checked him out, I was disappointed. Like, damn, I just spent all this bread to watch this show and it ain't even.
Well, you said
you seen all the cracks in this story. Yeah. Like, you seen it where you peeped them too good.
No, it ain't one that I peeped them. I did that too, because I got a different eye when I watch it, but yeah. it didn't keep my attention. Example, shit show. When I hit the stage, the first couple minutes, I had everybody's attention.
Yeah.
Now I remember the first couple minutes, motherfuckers was getting shit thrown on them.
Yeah.
Fast, immediately.
Yeah.
I had their whole attention until the very end.
Yeah.
So if you don't catch my attention and keep me like, damn, what the fuck?
The whole time.
Like, how the fuck he do that? Like,
yeah.
Like, I know Magic ain't real, but how he the fuck just do that? Like, bro, he got me fucked up. So he ain't had me like that. And I was disappointed, bro. I'm like, damn, David Copperfield. Like, I came there to get motivated. You know what I'm saying? To see something that I ain't never seen before. And I ain't even leave with no knowledge, no game. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna have to come back again. Maybe I gotta check another magician out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How did David Blaine got there coming up out the ground doing all that back in the day? How you doing?
Shit, I don't know, but you know, he in Vegas too. You know what I'm saying?
Can you do that shit where they hog tie and handcuff themselves and go down in the water?
No, fuck, that's suicide, baby Jay. That's not magic. Niggas ain't doing no shit like that. I'm not tying myself up and getting no box. No, the nigga that set it up for me, fuck around, may not like me. He fuck around elite and make a slip.
Sure, you'll get out.
Yeah, yeah. Boy,
they shit them up for some real handcuffs. Like, these ain't the tricks.
Nah.
Your ass can float, Jay.
Nah, for real. But I tell you what, this is something I thought of, and I just curated this shit out of my mind. These decks of cards, they two different decks of cards. They're the same, but they different. They different because they're not the same. See what I'm saying? So I got a deck here and a deck here. Watch me closely. They the same, but they different. They the same cards. You know what I'm saying? But they different decks of cards. See, when you watch magic and you listen to magicians, you got to listen to what they saying as well as what they doing. All right? Here we go. These cards are different cards. This is a joker. This is a joker. This is a three of hearts. The six of clubs. The five of clubs. The two of hearts. The jack of hearts. Basically, I'm showing you all these are different cards. You ready? I want you to just simply pick a card. Now, if I do this, it's easy for me to guess the card you're going to pick because I can see it. But listen. If I flip it over and say, please choose a card, I want you to just freely pick one.
Get some shit from the bottom.
Go for it.
Can she show it to the camera?
Yeah, go ahead.
Show it to the camera.
You got it?
I don't see it. Go ahead.
I tell you what. I tell you what. Keep your card right there. That's okay. It's okay. Now, remember I told y'all the decks are different, but they the same, but they different. But check it out. I got a whole other deck right here. All you got to do, now I'm going to take this joker away. This is the four spades, the king of clubs, the queen, the five, the nine, the six, the ten. Basically, all these cards are different. I want you, bank, with a free mind, please pick a card.
I'm going to the top.
The top?
Yeah.
Take your card, put it right there. I'm going to take this one here, place it here. You ready? Now, you guys been working with each other for a while. You guys know each other very well, too, right?
20 years.
20-some years. So, basically, like when you hang around people for that long, you think like them. You think with them. All right? You had a deck. She had a deck. You freely chose your card. You freely chose your card. What I did was this. Before I got here, I made a prediction. Now, this prediction right here, it has like... This prediction right here.
Let me look at my shit, man. I can look at it.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing, though. You ready? You ready? Now, my prediction, would it be crazy and cool if my prediction was the same prediction that you guys got right here? Now, you picked the card freely. You chose one freely. Take your card, put it to your chest.
That's your same card, Jay.
Take your card, put it to your chest. That's your same card, right? All right, cool. When I count to three, I want both of y'all to turn your cards around and show them. I'm going to show y'all how the mind work with magic. One, two, three. Turn your cards around.
What?
Turn your cards around.
Wow.
What a lead.
What?
Now, when I told y'all, wouldn't it be amazing if I was to show y'all that I actually made a prediction that both of you guys are going to pick the same card? Wouldn't it be cool if I was to flip this sketch pad over right here and actually have the card that both of y'all picked right here on this pad?
That ain't it, though.
Y'all see it?
Yeah.
Huh? No, no. What I'm saying is this. If I was to do like this, wouldn't it be amazing if I can actually take this card and actually make this card that you chose, baby J, the one that you chose, bank, and I can actually make that card rise straight out of this paper like this. I wish I watched it closely.
What the
Now.
Who's your card?
Now. How the fuck y'all get the same card?
And I picked that shit off the top. I seen the six of spades at first.
Nah, that was coming out the paper.
Hold up.
You said y'all
that's
like
for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this. Oh, you just tell the paper.
Yeah.
You cheating, bro.
You cheat.
Now, but you know what, though? You know what? I knew you was going to say that shit. I knew. I swear to God, I said, Bang going to be the one that said, man, you cheating, bro. You ready? Now, the whole entire time, I showed you all these cards, Bang. But what you didn't see is, if I was to take this card and place it at the bottom, it's here, but if I wave my hand like this and do like this, I can make your card jump to the top. Mm. Actually, if I snap like this, I can actually make this card jump to the top. But if I do like this, this, and this, I can make this one a six, 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 this one a six. You know what? I tell you what. Yo. Baby J, if I take your cards and I get your card and place it at the very bottom like this, and I do like this and snap like this, your card stays here. But if I do like this, this one a six, 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 this one a six. The whole entire deck is the six of spades, but I was just fucking with y'all from the start. It's T Magic.
This ain't no slick. Why this shit like that, though? Flims ain't cut.
Now, that's just
some fish.
No. It's an illusion, bro. It's a trick. It's just to make you think you seen something what you didn't see. Now, That's not like a magic trick. It's just a queen of.
That look like that shit is
going to
be one of them
hundreds. Yeah,
no.
Don't even start that shit.
Make a hundred like this shit, T.
Don't start that shit with this nigga here.
Make a hundred like the motherfucker.
Man, you got all the hundreds, man. I done seen Superfly 100 times, nigga. You Snow Patrol.
You got these folk fucked up, T, man. How the fuck did you make that all sixes, bro?
It's magic, but listen.
How you catch that ball though?
The bubble?
Yeah.
It's magic. I tell you what, I offer lessons for like beginners. So if you want to learn some shit that we want to just teach, like just show your people and just blow their mind, I can definitely do that.
When? Tonight? Like, show me one.
I got you tonight. Anyway, I got you one on the house.
Well, I'm they gonna feel like that. They gonna feel like it's something to that. I need no one of them goddamn.
I got something for you, for sure.
Let me blow their mind. You know how you. I got them back in the day, like when you ain't know little tricks and shit, then when somebody teach you, be like,
yeah.
Damn, I knew that.
Yeah. Now I got
you. Imagine right. Like that.
And I got one for you. See, I got some tricks I can teach you.
Could it not be hard for a nigga that don't know? Like,
yeah,
be like,
yeah.
Damn, that's easy.
Yeah, hell yeah. Of course it can. But you gotta want to do it though.
Magic a secret all that time though.
Cause when you, man, I'm the type of nigga, I just keep my mouth shut anyway. Like, I just know how to shut the fuck up.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but I'm saying, like, the magic game, like, it's like, them folk don't, it's just like, very rare niggas just do magic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's like, we all tricked by magic niggas.
Yeah.
How y'all keep that shit, like, in the magic circle, like?
Because, like, if I tell you how I did the trick, then now you're not excited no more.
Yeah.
Yo, it's like telling a kid Santa Claus ain't real. It's like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Kill everything. Like, damn. I got homies right now, 10, 15 years. They be like, bro, I don't know your secret. I got my homie right now. Man, Cali Pauly in the building. He done seen so many shows. He still be like, bro, you fucked me up though, bro. Like, I don't know how you did that shit, bro. And I'm like, nah, my nigga. I ain't going to tell him, hey, bro, this is how I do it. Even when I'm setting up my tricks, I got, hey, bro, y'all got to clear the move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I do.
Yeah, yeah, real shit.
Yeah,
real
you know what I'm saying?
I fuck with that.
For real.
I fuck with that.
So, you know.
Salute to T-Magic. I ain't got shit else to say. T-Magic, salute to him.
How you pour that water on that paper like that? I just want to know one trick, bro.
Hey, man. I got you. I told you I'm going to teach you a trick. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, y'all can check me out on YouTube. I got a super dope-ass YouTube channel that I just started, man. I feel kind of salty because I'm late on this. And I did so many shows, and I ain't even ever think about the YouTube. But I got YouTube going on now, man, and I got some super dope.
Time is now.
I got some super dope content. I got a new single on, like the same type of time as Gracie's Corner. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I am T Magic and Friends, and I'm basically teaching the kids the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3s, the days of the weeks, the months of the year, respect, love, teaching about all that cool shit, and I'm doing it in a magical way. So check my YouTube out at I Am T Magic, and I guarantee you won't be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? And it's something you can let your kids watch all day long. And they gonna turn up to this shit like lit.
What's the biggest crowd you think you ready for? Like, you ready to do this shit in front of millions, thousands?
Hell yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I'm so ready to just. I want the whole world to see what this shit I could do.
How can you learn like more shit like to go forward? Like who could teach you? You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, I could watch other magicians. Like, I think you asked me this already. You said, am I ready for Vegas and all that shit? That's the whole goal, to get to that type of timing. Where I can have my own setup and stage and show where people can come and watch me perform. Where I could make a Baby J come from the crowd and float him in the air in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. Where I could put you in a box and cut you in half. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what type of time I'm on. Like, the biggest crowd I'm ready for. Man, I just did y'all shit. The shit show was like, what, 2,500 people? 2,000 people?
She felt like it probably about 15.
Yeah, it was lit.
Like, that shit looked like.
Yeah, it was
everybody
lit.
Everybody.
Yeah, it was lit. Like, I was like so geeked. And, you know what I'm saying? Even before, like early that day, I was the first one came to practice.
Thanks.
I was there. And I was watching this setup and just seeing the scene and just visualizing these people sitting in the crowd cheering and Boosie out there acting crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
boom. Set you up perfectly, though.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
No, for sure. And that's why I got a return. You know what I'm saying? So, once again, shout out to Show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming back, and I ain't even finna play with y'all. I ain't no disrespect to the other contestants, but I'm coming to do what I gotta do, and I'm leaving what I gotta leave with.
You won, you know, last time, though.
I know.
You really won.
You know, it's all love.
You really won that shit, though.
And like I told you, I said, bro, I ain't even care about the money. I didn't ever care about the money. I ain't compete for the money. I just want to get a chance to end up right here where I'm at, right now today. Mm-hmm. That was the only purpose of my whole thing of the show. The money was cool, y'all. I was honestly on some real shit. I was going to take that whole check, bro, and bust it down to them contestants that I was competing against that was the last one standing. And that's how I was going to do it. And I was like, damn, I felt bogus. I'm like, damn, I had this shit planned out. Like, this is how I was going to do it. But I'm coming back. I'm going to do it the same way I said I'm in. And it's going up. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
That's what's up.
For sure.
Big shouts out to T-Magic. Blessing us with some of that magic on Big Facts today. You know what I'm saying? You know what the website is. www.bigfactspod.com.
Visit the new website today. BigFactsPod.com.
Yo, what's up? You know who it is? It's DJ Scream, and we've all been there before. A weekend trip to the casino canceled because real life came calling. Well, MyBookie's new and improved online casino is here to change the game. You can dive into a truly realistic casino experience featuring the latest in slots, jackpots, live dealer action, and all from the comfort of your own home. Your adventure at MyBookie Casino begins today with a generous sign-up bonus using promo code BIGFACTS. That's promo code BIGFACTS to secure yourself a sweet deposit bonus. And that's not all, because MyBookie Casino's revamped loyalty program ensures that you'll be showered with rewards, including free spins, cashback offers, and a host of exclusive VIP perks. The more you play, the more you win. Play anytime, anywhere with MyBookie Casino. And make sure you use our promo code, BIGFACTS.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, Big Bank, DJ Scream, Baby J, and his team, Big Facts. And today we welcome the Memphis dentist, Dr. Anthony Price, to Big Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
What's up? What's up, man? Word on the streets is you the person that got bank right, man, with the billion dollar smile. Is this facts?
Big facts.
Big facts?
That's big facts.
First, I want to start by just knowing how the transaction went down. Like, who called who? Who said what to who? And then how did it become a reality?
Man, how did that happen?
God did.
Right. God did.
Like that. Yeah. God did that. Somebody called me to call him, and we got to understand me.
Oh. We didn't know it happened. So that's what's beautiful about it, man. It happened. We got together. And, man, here we go.
He changed my life. Bitch told me I look clean. Like, I'm like, damn, I used to look dirty. You look clean now. Damn, that's clean now. Is that a compliment or this?
That's all. Like,
you changed your lives, bro. Like, on your page, like, when they sent me your page. When she sent me your page, I was like, nah, yeah, that the one. He the one. You don't look like no dentist either.
Man, what you say?
What you mean? No, I just said,
what's the dentist look like?
I said, and your outfit, that shit was player, bro. The whole shit was player.
Appreciate
it. Down in Memphis, that shit was dope, though, for real. I fuck with it. I had massage and everything. I ain't never been to the dentist. Got a massage.
An experience.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that's what I had the vision for my dental office, man, was to create something different. Mm. It's not like, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but it's not like your grandmama, granddaddy's dentist office. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to create a place where people can come in, relax, come as you are.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and not be judged by nobody, man. You know how it is. You go to the doctor's office sometimes and people looking at you crazy. Mm. And you can just feel the judgment. It's a non-judgment zone in my style of practice.
People don't know too.
We want to have a good time. You know, listen to what we want to listen to.
They feel comfortable coming there.
Yeah.
I ain't had to play my music. They already playing the right shit.
That's important. it's a lot of anxiety before a big procedure like that. So that's important to be comfortable.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was bitching.
What you mean?
Bitching up. Dennis, bro. Bitching up the worst way. Go ahead.
I ain't gonna put him out there. He did good, man.
Yeah, right.
It's a tough. Hey, the procedure Banks had, I really feel like my whole dental. I've been a dentist for like 14 years now, and I feel like a lot of the experiences that I went through, things that I learned, was getting me ready to do Banks teeth because it involved. It wasn't just popping out.
It wasn't just like cut and dry.
Exactly. It was a lot that went to a lot of different disciplines in dentistry, you know, the bite, aesthetics, function, you know, it was a lot to it, man. It wasn't just just throwing in some teeth.
But you did a good job, though.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
Man, he looked good. Every time I smell it,
I had a different kind of gold teeth, though.
Oh, man.
What you mean?
Tell him.
His gold teeth, like, I call myself the gold teeth removal specialist. I'm in Memphis, so I see a lot of people that had gold teeth back in the day when we 15, 16 years old, and now they're my age, like 40 and up, and it's time to do something different. You got kids now. You know, you want to do something with your career and whatnot. And the goatee is cool. But, of course, it comes with a stigma sometimes. You know what I mean? And his goal, what Bang was talking about, these were the strongest goals I've ever seen. Like, I've cut off goals from all over, you know, Paul Wall and the Dang and all these type of guys. And a lot of times they just come right off. And I can just really put a little slit and then peel them off of my fingers. But Banks shit was... We had a different type of goal, man. It was
King Tut shit. Yes. When he put the goals in my mouth, he asked me, did I want them forever? And at the time, the mindset I was in, like, I ain't never changed. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never changed. Right. I'm going to be 80, 90 years old, so he put some shit in to last till you're 90. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the worst part about the whole process. Like, 2 hours at the top to take the top off, 2 hours to take the bottom off. Like, drilling. Nonstop.
Because you can't just, you know, we have different tools where I can get in there and just pop this thing and just pop them off. But in his case, we had to take our time and, like, surgically create grooves and stuff in the goat teeth in certain places so we can just take them off real carefully. It's like, it's crazy.
Where you started at, though? What made you want to be a dentist?
That's a good question, man. You know, my dad was a dentist, okay? Back in Memphis, he's one of those old school cats. But that doesn't mean that that's why I became a dentist. You know, a lot of times people's parents do stuff and you want to follow in their foot trail. And my dad used to, you know, he was a real dude. It wasn't like one of those silver spoon situations. Like, ah, my dad's a dentist, a doctor, and all this stuff was given to me. It wasn't like that. My dad's totally cool. They used to call him Beans and Rice Man. You know, Beans and Rice Price.
Oh, you want to
he was from Los Angeles, California, man. And that's how it is, you know, with generations. Sometimes you go through a few generations of people doing stuff like that, and it takes a while in our culture to actually settle in and be the same as it is to our counterparts sometimes. We still, two, three generations behind. Even if your daddy, mom, was a lawyer, doctor, you're still behind when that first or second generation do it. Because, you know, I read some studies about that. I'm not trying to get too deep or nothing like that, but it's like, you know, once we get someone in our family to get to, like, a professional level, like being a doctor or something like that, is really not propelling us like it would be to some other person. Because now you've got this look. Now we're taking care of our parents and our family members and stuff, and they're supposed to be taking care of us.
Right.
But we're reaching back to make sure everybody else is straight around us, and that's what kind of slows down the progression of the generational, like, you know, movement, if that makes any sense. You know, for sure.
Is there a case where somebody come to you and it's a lost cause, like it's just too bad?
As far as the teeth go? Yeah. Well, I mean, it's never to that point. There's always something that can be done to enhance and improve a person's situation. You know, whether it's taking them all out, that's about as bad as it can get. Take them all out, throw some implants in there, you're still going to be okay.
Like, I ain't scared to say my shit fucked up upon me. Like, fucked up. Like, bro, don't show that part. You know, I had three down there, but don't film that part. Like, these shits. Yeah. But how your shit look? Hey, bullshit. Like, them go fuck my shit up, bro. Because that shit was covering your shit so much that he got to, they filed it down and put it on, then he got to file it down some more, man. Them shits fucked up. All I probably got is my roots, damn near.
She got more than that.
It felt like when I took that shit, I was looking like, hell nah, you can't go nowhere. Boy, you better close your mouth.
You had them for a while. How long you say you had them?
Nah, I had them motherfucker as a young nigga, that 10 years. Took them off for a little while. I tried to do some, you know, music shit, put them back on. So, and I was probably about 20 years, 25 years of shit.
People don't understand, too, like, that's a big part of your overall health, like your oral health, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of even just black people don't understand that. Like, it can cause, what kind of other issues can your oral health
have? Oh, man, you know, they say the mouth is the gateway to the whole body. So, as, you know, as an oral health care provider, we can look at somebody's mouth and tell if they have all kind of different diseases, HIV, different cancers, hypertension, a lot of stuff that's really prevalent in our community, man. And what happens is a lot of times, you let the stuff build up in your mouth and get so bad, it starts to develop like bacteria and plaque on your teeth. And this stuff can actually break off, travel through your bloodstream, get into the heart, cause infections. There's something called endocarditis. It's an infection. Endocarditis.
Nigga mouth stinging like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's past the mouth. It's got into the body where it's in your heart now. Your heart is inflamed and infected, and that causes a lot of issues. So it's like the mouth has to be the first. It's like the first line of defense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, it's the gateway to the body, the mouth. So it's very important to see your dentist, you know, every 4 to 6 months.
How you stay focused on a dentist path, like through school and all that, growing up in Memphis with, you know, the temptation of just being in that town, period?
Oh, it's crazy. I went to school in Nashville.
Yeah, okay.
You know, from Memphis, went to dental school at there's a school called Meharry in Nashville.
Meharry Medical Institute?
That's right. Yeah. It's HBCU. So I went to two different HBCUs.
But you still had to go to either get to the school. Yeah. You had to go, you know what I'm saying, just go through the grade school. Like, how you remain focused to even just...
Well, it's hard, man. And it was really hard for me. Because I'm a normal person. I like to go out, kick it. Have a good time just like everybody else does. But, you know, knowing that you still have business to handle and you have a lot of outside influences, people that are not on the same track as what you're trying to be. So that's what makes it hard, man. But you just got to just stay focused, take things seriously, but not too serious to the point to where it's like you can't even operate. You know what I mean? You got to experience the good times and the bad when it comes to
I know in every space, like, it's competition and hate. Do you feel like it's hate and competition in like the teeth space?
Man, you know, I ain't gonna lie, it's a really crazy game. The dental, especially the veneers, man. I hate to call it a game, but that's what I do. I specialize in veneers. And when I first started doing it, probably like 2016, I was already a dentist for about 8 to 9 years. So I had a regular experience of being a dentist first, like just being a tooth pulling, drilling, filling, cleaning, spit blood everywhere. I had to, you know, go through the different stepping stones and stuff. But nowadays, man, it's different. You know, I was one of the first dentists, especially a black dentist, to be like on Instagram showing my stuff back then. It's 2017. Now you got guys coming out of school, straight out of school, and it's Instagram. Like, out of school, didn't have Instagram and stuff. And I hate to, like, I'm not shitting on the younger generation at all, but I think that they get through a lot easier now because of the way Instagram is. You can post some stuff on Instagram and just blow up. And be like, ooh, that's nice. Now everybody calling you the GOAT. And you haven't even paid no kind of dues or been to one CE course to learn something for real. You see what I'm saying? It's easy to fool people, man, on social media when you have a business. And I've seen it. I've seen it happen a lot. But probably what you say, is there a lot of hate? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, as far as my life. You know, like nigga got a dentist op. Like, am I
a dental op? No, it's like this. It is, man. I ain't gonna lie. It is. Dentists sometimes can be the worst type of person, man, because I don't know, man. I just haven't met a lot of cool dentists, to be honest. Even with my dad and a lot of his colleagues and stuff, we both was like, man, it's just, I don't know what it is. It's just, dentist is like a
whole-head dentist, like, bro.
You said it, not me. Hey,
whole-head nigga, but you just
they
a
are, man. And then, you know, dentists are funny. Everybody thinks they're smarter than everybody and knows the most. And I went to this school and blah, blah, blah. And all this, you know, you'll find something to hate about, man. But it's really crazy. Is it
looked down upon, like, you know, like when you're new in a space, right? That's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, being a dentist is like their space. I'm gonna say their. Like, you gonna see some black dentists, but they ain't gonna be a part of our culture. You get what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Ain't gonna be no fly nigga that's doing teeth. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be just, you know what I'm saying? Just like you seeing fly niggas and everything. Like, you got fly preachers now. These niggas just, the culture is taking over everything now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas is like, shit, I'm a regular nigga who got bitches, but I got them, I'm a preacher. So I'm just talking shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got just fly niggas that just, they getting chose on. He a fly nigga, he might be married with her, but he understands what we're doing over here.
Mm-hmm. Relatable.
You know what I'm saying?
Relatable,
like,
to the culture.
People frown upon that, to the fact of, like, that's not real, because they feel like you're supposed to have a certain etiquette. Yeah. Did you go through that?
Yeah, I go through that a lot, man. A lot. It's like, when you're a dentist or some kind of professional, people want to put you in a box to where you can't be yourself. I can't listen to Future or something like that in my office. I had a situation when I was on Kirby Park in Queens back in Memphis. You know, me and my team was in there. We were going to work, doing some really nice work, and we had our music blast. We got Future playing. And There's another patient that showed up and nobody could
hear. Miley Percocet.
Yeah, all of that.
Percocet. Get your teeth, I'm going to give you Percocet.
And nobody heard her knocking on the door. So she was pissed off and she come in the office cursing everybody out. Y'all are here listening to Future, but you can't hear me knocking on the door. I was like, damn, sorry. We was, you know, doing our thing. But do you like Future too? She said, yeah. And I was like, why can't I listen to Future?
It put you in the zone.
Yeah. She didn't really understand what I was trying to say.
Because that Finette 2 time came on, you got then got a little arch in your back.
I like you. Yeah, the music playing. And you was talking about the culture, but it's like, you know, most dentists, like me, I was, you know, listening to all that. Before I was a dentist, you know, I grew up listening to all that stuff, man. Yeah. You know, and that's why it's crazy now, because I got guys coming in my office that I used to listen to, like Skin and Pimp just came through. Mm-hmm. And I was damn raised on that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to, when they come in, I'm like, damn. Come in rapping their songs and stuff.
Right, right.
And, I think that's pretty cool, man. They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I get
big fat. Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I just think that, like, the most shit, like, when you, like, they make you, like, keep going doing this shit. Like, I got this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Your motivation.
Let's keep going. You know, honestly, man, I think whenever I feel comfortable with my craft and feel like I know a lot and I'm good at it, I get uncomfortable. And that makes me want to go and learn some more. Because yeah. I'm in a profession that you can never really perfect this craft. All you can do is keep working at it. There's no way to perfect it. Because what we're trying to do as dentists is like replace what God gave you and stuff. And, you know, we're just, you know, humans. There's no way we can do that. But people that sign up to get their teeth done, they expect you to have those type of godly results.
Mm. You're changing their lives, though.
So that make it different.
Like, real shit. Like, niggas change their lives, so they really like some godly shit. So if you can make a nigga feel and everybody else feel a different way about them about some shit you did,
spiritual,
that's a blessing.
Not spiritual,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Nigga, that's like an artist. Like, you... You understand me? Yeah. Nah, but real nigga shit though. You put a nigga in a space to where he can feel good about himself and everything else can feel good. Like, follow. Like, I see people, bro. A nigga, bro. I looked at my video on how before, like the before and after. I really was stretched out with a gold teeth. Hey, bullshit, bro.
What you mean?
I didn't know it.
Stressed out by the teeth or just in a space?
Just in that space with them gold teeth. Like, if you go to that video on my page with me and him and share, like, before I went, motherfucker got in. Nigga was different. Like, a light on. I'm telling you, bro, that shit changes. That shit will change you. In a second, like, just any type of enhancement to your life. And if you're able to do that, that's like a God-given gift. To
yeah.
Make people feel
especially cosmetic, any type of cosmetic surgery. You know what? If you can sculpt a woman's body to make her feel the best way she, you know what I'm saying? Like, without adding the extra shit, you know, I ain't against it, but you know, like, you can take her body and gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit.
Yeah.
They look got it the way they can move some shit, take some shit out, you know what I'm saying? Tighten this up and.
Yeah, yeah.
Brand new bitch. Like, that's like. And then what you doing, King? I told the bitch told me I look cleaner.
Wow.
Like, is that an insult? Or fucking, like, did I look at the video like, I did look kind of dirty.
credit score to go on.
Yeah, everything. Man, I told her, I'm using baking soda with this cocaine.
It's like the first thing people notice about you is your smile, man. So
yes.
All right.
I've seen it change a lot of lives.
I used to get on elevators and just not sitting there, you know. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to be profiled. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we coming up the way we were coming up, like, it's cool. These trophies from the game, but we're in a different game now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're in a different game now. This shit has shifted. They like clean niggas now. They used to like nerd niggas. They like clean looking niggas. You gotta look clean, bro.
Yeah.
Real shit. And you doing that. So you got an office in Memphis and Wells?
We're in Memphis right now. And we're making moves here in Atlanta, actually, also. So that's going to be coming very soon.
I know some nigga want some bricks.
It's gonna be, that's something I've been wanting to do. I've been wanting to do that for a while, man. And, you know, that's really what started my whole thing was a lot of patients from Atlanta. I know I'm in Memphis and stuff, but Atlanta caught on way quicker to what was going on than my hometown in Memphis, which is cool. So a lot of my patients fly from Atlanta. I mean, I'd say maybe about 65%.
You marry your high school sweetheart?
No, we went high school sweethearts.
Oh, no. What happened to your first bit, like, before you became doctor? What shit?
I don't even, I didn't have one back then for real, man. I always was like, just chill, man. But my wife, we went to the same, like, elementary, middle school and stuff. But of course,
she would have won.
You know, when I moved back to Memphis, man, we just started hanging out. And it was cool because we always knew of each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though we didn't date or anything, of course, you know, back then we were young. 2 years difference is, like, huge. Like, if somebody's talking in the eighth grade and the other person in the tenth grade, that's a huge difference there. You know what I mean? So that's kind of, like, our age difference. But man, we just hit it off when we got back. I knew that she loved me and stuff, man. And kind of just shut it down. I had to shut things down. Get out the game.
What's the difference between the shit I got in my mouth and the cheap shit, like the Bluetooth? Like, niggas, that light in the club come on and niggas shit turn blue.
Well, I think, I don't know, what the blue is, but you're probably talking about the composite veneers, not
the resin, right?
The resin, yeah. Now that's when I started off doing a lot of that. That's just straight hand skills, freehanding in somebody's mouth, and that's what makes.
Hold up, what that?
It's like it's resin, composite resin material that's like sculpted over your teeth. That's the cheaper version. Now you have the porcelain. It's like I always say, it's kind of like a Lamborghini versus a Corvette. They both nice cars, and I'll take either one of them. I like both of them cars, but there's a difference between a Lambo and a Vet.
You got what about that shit Marvel be having chipping up and shit? Like, what that is?
The chipping, that's probably the composite that does that the most. The composite veneers have more of a tendency to, like,
chip, because they're porous. Stain.
Yeah, it's porous. You know, don't you?
Yeah.
It's porous. It's not going to last long. Like, they can be nice now, but I always advise people, like, you know, if you want to do the pod, just look at it as like a more of a short term trial smile, and you're gonna want to eventually upgrade them to porcelain. So it's a lot of people do that. Yeah,
that's what they begin when they go out the country to.
Yeah, a lot of times. That's
Colombia.
Yeah, there you go.
They getting porcelain too, but people.
But that shit look good though.
Yeah, folks going out the country. It's cheaper overseas, so I don't blame folks going out there.
How they? What they doing? They recooking? Is it the same shit? Can you go out the country and get the same shit?
Yeah, you can get the same with the materials and stuff. Yeah, you get the same stuff. Yeah, you can get the same materials, man. You definitely can. It's just the dollar is different there. So, like, what, $1,000 here in Colombia, you know, it's
a lot of money, a lot of pesos.
It's totally different. So, they can, of course, do it a lot cheaper.
Mm. Oh, shit. Shit. You probably got them take. I was so tired. The bitch, they got them. That shit was $6,500 with the flight in the room.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking
about.
They're
doing that. And, you know, I know some great dentists overseas in Colombia. A lot of them guys, some good. They've inspired a lot of what I do.
For real.
They have a flair over there, man, in Colombia. It's just
you
like.
You're not a hater, bro. That's real shit. No, what you doing? Because you're not a hater. Because we people try to make it seem like when the nigga overseas, they doing some. You saying basically the numbers are different. They really doing the same shit. The number, they just playing.
The number's different.
Yeah, 5,000, 15,000.
Exactly. So, of course, you could charge less.
Oh, so yeah, y'all start hating on the niggas all going overseas.
No, don't hate on, because there's some great dentists over there. I've met a lot of them, and they're great, and they're inspired a lot. Every time I meet one of them dudes, I'm like, man, why y'all so good at this shit?
They just got it for the love.
Well, they have a lot of time to do it, too.
So, what about the big teeth? You were saying something earlier about the big teeth, like, that's just the way that them folks like their teeth.
Sometimes, I think that may be what it is, because a lot of their work looks kind of the same. It's like a certain style to where it does cross over into the borderline DX style. I ain't gonna lie. No, I ain't trying to shit on them like that. But they cool, man. But you know, me personally, I like to create my stuff to make them white like yours are.
Yeah.
And then also incorporate a certain level of naturalness where we can blend the natural and the Hollywood together. Where it's just not like.
Cause I went up there to my break. Give me the stain kind of make it just look like I took my goals out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just want regular tea, just take the goals out like I'm doing
regular. Right.
And they like, bro, for what? That dope in your mouth. Get the motherfucker white as they go.
Yeah, I told you.
You one of the first niggas doing that though.
Yeah.
Like tell the niggas get it that white. That's white. Right. Why you recommend that?
Because it looks good, man. Look at you. When you smile, it's jaw dropping now. You know, you can turn heads in the room and stuff. But you know, we train. Dentists are trained to make it look so natural. And we love that as dentists. Like, there's things I can do with composite and stuff and have all these little details and what's called an incisal halo and all this stuff to make it look just like a tooth. But I've tried that a lot of times. And most of the times, a patient would look at that and it's like, what is all this shit on my teeth? Grooves and all this translucency and stuff. I don't want that. I just want them smooth.
Like my teeth.
I'm doing cosmetics, so it's like I'm gonna make you happy. If that's what the way you want your teeth, then that's how we're gonna do them.
Nah, you dope though, bro. Like that's why I invited you up in the cup.
Man, I appreciate
bro,
you having
because
me.
At the end of the day, bro, I had a good ass time. Now y'all took care of me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I felt like one of my brothers was doing my teeth. Like I think that's a really dope shit you're doing. Like the how comfortable you make a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Cause I hate the dentist. Like that's why I told him to put goals, wrap that shit up. Them last 90 years, I don't gotta go back to the dentist. I just keep them clean.
What'd you do with them goals? You still got them?
I left.
That's right. You
showed them at the room.
Damn. Whoever found them was lucky.
Right.
Yeah, they came up.
Quick, come up.
They came up.
Oh, melted down.
I was hurting too goddamn bad. You had been drilling on my shit for 24 hours. I stayed in there for 24 hours.
It was a lot of work, man. It was. I'm glad we got through it.
Nah, me too.
They look amazing right now.
Well, What's some shit that we don't we never heard about Dr. Price that you want the world to know about you?
Man, well, I'm a nuke. I'm a Kappa. I don't know if a lot of people know that. I pledged Kappa Alpha Psi in college.
What's that like? What's
that's fraternity.
What they do in that fraternity? I don't know nothing about this shit. I ain't never been to school, none of this shit.
Yeah. I mean,
I had to leave school, bro. Fucked up.
What do we do? We're the dupes, man. I mean, we're.
What they do?
We have a lot of like minded individuals.
Like a brotherhood.
It's a brotherhood for real.
And you and we like, honor that, like, these are my brothers for real.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they my brothers. I still kick it with a lot of them guys. You know, you have good and bad in all organizations and stuff. But for the most part, man, it's some good, cool brothers. You know, we was known as like the smooth cats in college.
AKA the dudes that took everybody girls in college. That's basically what the
cow. We know what that one smooth
no,
was.
That's what we were.
Bad niggas.
Besides that.
Good smooth. Nah, real shit. Though, nah.
Well, besides, I mean.
You're a star though, bro. Like, how the fuck. Like, that shit amazed me with my people though, bro. Like, anything we do, we can be stars at it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ball players, you got to think about, bro, the football. Basketball, just I was just watching Super Bowl like a couple weeks ago. Nigga, these niggas are stars. Like, we make anything some shit of like star quality. Like, nigga, okay, nigga, these seats are $1 million now to see me. Just like goddamn I'm Drake. To perform on this stage,
yeah.
To sit down here, you gotta spend some dough, bro. We make everything like. Like, no offense. Them little white boys couldn't have did that. Like, if the basketball league would have stayed, like, full of white boys, man, that shit would be $10 a ticket.
Why is it like that? We just bring
I don't know, bro. We got something about us, bro. Niggas got to embrace that they kings and queens when you got this melanin in you, dog. It's just something about us. Like, you can try to bear us, bro. It's like, nigga, kind of, like, you should see that dirt wiggling. Nigga, climbing out that shit no matter what. Like, nigga can be a star. Like, this nigga's a star. You're a dentist, but you're a fucking star, bro. That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no regular nigga. I'm coming out with some regular shit. Get my teeth done. Like, I'm really, I'm a duck like smoke out of the bowl. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of shit, bro. Like, I don't know how to explain it, bro. Like, it just, we amazing, dog. Like, a nigga just said, I'm finna do a podcast and talk. Pay me to talk. Like, real shit, am I right or wrong, though?
No, that's real.
Yeah.
I'm finna come and take this shit down here. Let's just talk about some shit. Like, we make anything, like, you gotta think about it, bro. Like, they said they gave us the worst part of the fucking animals, and that shit turned to soul food. Nah, we gonna make this shit the best. Nigga, we gonna put so much seasoning on this shit. You taste the shit, it tastes like the others, the good parts. That shit dry. Nigga, tell us that dry meat. That shit dry. You know what I'm saying? The good parts of the fucking whatever, that shit dry. Niggas eating chitlins, all type of bullshit, bro.
Well, you gotta work with what you got, man.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta work with what you got.
I think it come better when you work for it, though.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially with the school I went to, Meharry, man. When I was coming out, like, we didn't have a lot of stuff a lot of dental schools had, but all the 3D technology and stuff, like, we had to make stuff happen with what we had. You know,
so. You went to school with a nigga like a dentist that was holding nut that probably end up and he was like, hey, do it that but you pop.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
What his name?
I mean, yeah,
what his name?
I don't remember these folks' names, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like how niggas like looking down at you because you might, you know what I'm saying, listen to a certain type of music.
Yeah, that happened a lot, man. They actually tried to kick me out of school. Me and one of my best friends because we was partying too much while we was in school.
Like y'all
in Nashville, we was just, man, we was supposed to be in class. We might be at a video shoot at the same time. You know what I mean? That's the type of stuff we was doing. Just having a good time, man. We were young, like, you know, 23, 24, 25, 26. And we was just having a great time, man.
Yeah.
It wasn't a typical dental school, dental student type of life that we were doing. But that's what made us both more, you know, prone to be successful. Because we could deal and relate to people. So that's the problem with most dentists. They can't relate to people at all. and come in there talking to a patient, open your mouth up, and they just stab you in the mouth with the needle and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to be able to relate to people. Come in, let's talk about the Grizzlies or something, the Laker game first, yeah, before I hit you with this needle. You know what I'm saying?
Before I hit you with this.
Breathe through your nose, wiggle your toes. Breathe through your nose, wiggle your toes.
Wiggle your toes.
I was holding my breath and I was stuck.
Yeah, man. We had a good time, man. I really appreciate you coming down.
Well, I appreciate you coming out too, my brother.
Straight up, man. They look amazing. This man's teeth here. I just can't stop looking at his teeth.
What's the roll call of people? You said Bank, Skinny Pimp.
Yeah, we
saw
Pimp.
Turk. We saw Turk on there.
You know, I did a few people on Love and Hip Hop a few years ago.
Turk got a song.
Yeah, Turk got a song out now. AirPod White. Y'all need to download the AirPod White, man. So Apple Music and everything. So. We see that that's gonna go crazy, but I love it, man. I love that song. That's what I did. We did, you know, some just Instagram celebrities and stuff like that. But you know, I don't really be tripping on.
Not my own girl though, Strip Club. She wouldn't turn me on to you.
Like, who was it?
When I first heard of you, I ain't gonna say the name one.
Okay.
I think you did the whole Blue Flame.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Atlanta really got my stuff popping, man. We, you know, I got a lot. Blue Flame had a lot to do with it. We did a lot of their employees that worked there. You know, that's how just how the culture was, man. You know, I noticed that if any of them did something, you know, they're going to have a lot of followers on Instagram, you know, strippers and stuff like that. They're going to have 50, 60, 70,000 followers out the gate. So you do their teeth. They smile and they tag you on there. It's like marketing. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. That's just how it popped off.
We turn anything to something, nothing to something.
Right? Like, yeah.
Niggas sell anything. Like, y'all made it dentistry shit like a trap.
Oh, it's getting crazy, and it's gonna get even more crazy. I predict a lot of young dental students are coming out of school, and that's what they want to do. They like, I don't want to do dentures. I'm not putting on teeth. I want to be a cosmetic dentist.
How hard was it to, like, you know how a nigga say it right now? You know, a nigga coming up like, shit, I want to be like that. In the world, from like, nigga, I know you from Memphis. I want to be a dope dealer. Nigga off the rip. Don't even give a fuck about no dealer. Bro, I want to sell drugs. You know what I'm saying? How did it go for you to just stay like, I want to be a dentist? You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? You know how niggas just try to make what your dream is corny. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when we understand shit, we look at it as like, dentist, hell nah, right, bro. Like, how you, like, block that type of shit out?
Man, you know, it was different for me. You know, like I said, I seen my pops working hard and enjoying the fruits of his labor. So I always knew that dentistry was something that you could do where you could be successful, you know, personally, spiritually, and financially if you do it right. But there's a lot of broke dentists. Just because you're a dentist don't mean that you're going to be, you know, financially prosperous.
Well, yeah.
No, yeah, there's a lot of... I know one of my instructors, he's always saying,
broke everything.
He's like, I don't want to be a PhD. He's like, what is that? A poor, hungry dentist.
No, really.
That can happen real quick in dentistry. Mm. Dentistry has one of the highest overheads out of all professions. Mm. So we're lucky to keep maybe 30% of what we produce.
Did you jump out straight having your own shit, or you had to work under somebody?
I had to work under somebody else. Okay. That's what I did.
Yeah.
You know, I did that for like 6-7 years, and I bought a practice. Became the owner of that practice, of the general dentistry practice, so I was doing a lot of insurance, Medicaid, and stuff like that. And that was cool, you know, it was cool, but I didn't really feel appreciated for what I could do just because people would come in and just be worried about what the insurance is going to cover if you're on my plan, and they really didn't give a fuck or appreciate what I could do for real, you know what I mean? So it's just like, your name on this list, I'm going to come here and you do as much as you can for me. You know, see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I switched to fee-for-service. That's where we don't accept insurance, so everyone pays for what they're getting. It was a cleaning, and if it costs $250, then that's what you have to pay for it. You know what I mean? Bleaching, everything. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started getting patients that actually appreciated what I was doing and what I could, you know, provide for them.
Because they had to pay.
Yeah, because they had to pay.
Yeah.
And that's just the same. I mean, every other business pays, you know, they get paid like that, so... Dentistry is very dangerous, and I advise anyone looking to go into dentistry to explore the aspect of how you practice. You know, fee-for-service is a big thing now. A lot of people are doing that, and especially like when I was in Memphis, a lot of people were downing me about being fee-for-service. Like, how can you survive being fee-for-service and stuff?
How that care credit shit work? Like
care credit. You know, that's a financing company. I used to use them a lot. But I had to slow down with them. We had some issues with them. We had a lot of people scamming CareCredit.
Man, you get it.
They were scamming us too
I'm
much.
I'm one of them niggas who would get my teeth done. Cause I ain't bullshit, bro. Before you did my shit, I was looking for somebody. Like, you know somebody got the CareCredit.
Yeah, that's right.
I ain't bullshit. Like, that's just how it go. A nigga is looking to pay half. Who don't want to pay half?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit under half.
Mm.
They yeah. Care credit. So how does shit work when they come back on you?
Well, you know, it's like, say you had a care credit worth of like $20,000. Whatever we service I'm providing for you, care credit will pay me the amount that you owe. And then you pay them back. So it's like, they're going to stretch it out to whatever you feel comfortable with. I've seen people paying like $200 or $300 a month afterwards. So it's like, you're dealing with them now, which is cool. You know, that's how I would rather do it. You know, I don't really do payment plans and let people pay me, you know, after it's over because it would never work. You know, so it's a difference when you pay them back.
It's in my mouth now,
bro. Stop calling me. This shit's in my mouth. This balance you got, you probably go, man, F you. You go to hell.
Bro, these shit's in my mouth.
But when you hear care credit calling you, it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, no way you finna represent these. I don't give a fuck. Care credit, who credit?
Yeah.
What the motherfuckers in my mouth, they in.
Over with.
Yo, over with. What they gonna do? I got him. I get y'all when I get y'all.
We're going to start a dental repossession company.
I'll go ahead and get them on.
Come back and get them back. We having a good time.
Just as a business person, how that work? Oh, like family, like everybody in your family, like how does it work when your auntie and your cousin and your partner and everybody come with tea?
Yeah, I try that work. Man, that's the worst thing is working on family and friends and stuff, man. It's just...
Not the process, but you're saying the business part.
So everybody wants tea too? Like everybody
wants it. Everybody wants it. Family members, best friends. And of course, you know, most of the time they don't want to pay the full price and stuff, man. Mm. So it's very tough.
Or at all.
I always show love, man, but you know, it's just one of
you can donate things. Some of the composites.
Yeah. We do that, man.
What's under composites? Way. Like, what's under? Like,
well, those are basically your two options for veneers. You got the porcelain, and then you got the composite.
I said, can you just stick some bullshit in the big like some shit that don't even lock up? Some wet dough.
No, you don't want that.
What's the worst shit up under that?
The worst that I've seen, there's this thing called, I'm not going to put, there's a like an appliance that look like veneers and you just basically stick them in your mouth. It goes over your teeth. It's like a mouth guard. Mm. And it's all one piece.
Like
you can take those in and out. Yeah, those are crazy. Like I've done those before and I hate them. It's like the
bite. What you mean? Like you can make like a grill?
Yeah, it's kind of it's like a grill. It's like basically a white plastic kind of grill. It just goes right over your teeth. You take it in and out. So you see these online. Like,
man, stop playing.
I swear it is, yeah.
You saying niggas is taking them out, they had a regular teeth out when they go to sleep.
Go right over your teeth. There's one called Snap On Smile. They were like the first ones I heard about.
How much
ago.
The mail?
They probably be about $300-$500. Something like that. You can see it online. They're always on Instagram and all over the social media ads.
Gotta work with what you got.
Yeah. And that's a cool option for some people.
What they look like?
They cool, man. They look cool for like, you know, maybe a picture or two. You do a photo shoot or something like that. It's what it is.
Costume.
Yeah, right. It's like a costume smile. But the function of those, it's not the same. Like, you can't really just eat, bite down on what you want to. You know, they flopping all over the place. And when I did them before, it's just the bite was just so crazy. They just wouldn't come together correctly. There's nothing you could do. I'd adjust the hell out of it. It still was just all over the place, man.
Dang.
Well, we salute to you for pulling up, telling us all about the dental game, man. If they want to tap in, if they want to make, you know what I'm saying, that move, what's the best way for them to get at you?
The best way, check out my Instagram, Memphis Dentist on Instagram. You know, my office number is 901-295-2995.
Hey, everybody going to be calling you, man.
They gonna be calling.
They gonna be calling. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's out there now.
Dope, man. This shit.
He said like dope.
Pulling up.
This shit worse than dope.
I'm pulling up. I was in the room with a 5-6 o'clock in the morning, all day, all night. I'm getting that shit done. Mm. Okay, I'm finna do my part. We finna cook this shit up now.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't got ready to go nowhere, man. We gonna get some noodles. Yeah. Girl, what's her name?
Which one was it?
In the back, who cooked the noodles?
Oh, Tiana Darlene.
Yeah, Tiana and Darlene, make sure you nigga got some noodles, yeah. Some dope. You need to take some pills, boy, get some pills. You know what I'm saying? We'll go get some backwoods, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We'll get you right, get your massage. Mm-hmm. Till the next day. You ain't staying all night and then get this shit done, because I can't come back with them little roaches in my mouth. Like, we got to put something on this shit.
Yeah, we did your same day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're one of the few offices that can provide the porcelain veneers in the same day. We have an in-house lab that comes in. So we can get you, you know, prepped. Your teeth have to be, like, reshaped just a little bit in certain spots. We scan it. We use the technology, 3D scanning them. But then we have our lab man in the back. You know, we have an excellent lab.
What's my man's name?
Antonio.
Yeah, Antonio.
He's from Venezuela. But man, that man's cold. He's a smile designer. We put it on that computer, man. Everything's going to be perfect. It's like it's really a win-win situation the way we can do it in office. I would suggest coming in office to do a makeover if that's what you're looking for.
Mm. For sure.
There it is.
You like this process? Kind of ready, right?
Nah, it's all good. I look clean now.
That's what it is. Salute to Dr. Price pulling up the big facts, having that conversation with us.
Appreciate that. Appreciate y'all having me, man.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's big facts.
No cap.
Bitch, visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.